Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, folks, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, we broadcast every Friday, 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and we've been doing this show for the past 8 or 9 years every Friday, and it's called The Truth in Medical Healing. So we're going to try to get, this is a 30-minute show. See, I could get a lot more time if I wanted it. I hardly had the time to even do this show. So we skip around a little bit, but we have to talk about a couple of major, major topics in this 30 minutes. Number one is water. Number two is prescription drugs. Number three, what do you want from your life and your family and your friends as far as health is concerned? Well, let me tell you what I want and what I have. And I'm probably a lot older than most of you. I have three graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force. And everything I've done in my life, basically, even when I was a teenager, was designed to help other people. And I was fortunate and lucky to be born into a fantastic family, wonderful people. And I want to be able to, and my dad was a pharmacist. I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore. When I say that, it's because it was old-time. It wasn't like you go in now, you see 30, 40, 50, 60 little white bags waiting on the counter for people to pick up their prescriptions, because everybody's on these meds, prescriptions, so forth and so on. And guess what? I really am a lot older than probably most of you, okay? But I have unending energy. I can dance all night, depending upon maybe what the girl looks like. No, kidding, but I can do that. I also can play tennis 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but at least I can do it. And I don't take any meds. I don't have to take any prescriptions because I was in charge of my own health. I never let any other doctor tell me what I should do because I knew. I learned from my dad and my uncle, one of my father's brothers who was a medical doctor right around the corner from the pharmacy, as I grew up, and I drifted back and forth between each and learned as much as I could even when I was 10 years old. Okay, so let's move along as fast as we can. Understand this, folks. In creation, how God created us or how we came about, because there's probably about, I don't know, maybe 100 different gods with all the different religious factors we have all over the place. Well, to each his own, and that's okay with me, but I got to be in charge of me and my family and whoever listens to me. Okay, so let's move ahead as fast as we can. Number one, prescription medication. The American Medical Association actually put a notice out a number of years ago that the third cause of death in America is from people taking prescriptions. Well, listen, prescriptions, we're talking about legal prescription drugs from your doctor, but it's not the doctor's fault. It's our system, the system in healthcare in not only America, but all the so-called civilized countries, England and so forth and so on. The healthcare is in the wrong direction. You take a symptom and take a medication for it. No, you could take a symptom and take a vitamin for it, like vitamin C. It's world renowned to be, you don't have to say what brand, what kind. Vitamin C is vitamin C, period. Okay? And it's one of the real things that keeps my resistance. So I have resistance, and I have all kinds of things that happened to me in my lifetime, in the Air Force and different things, traveling, whatever. But I'm as healthy as, the saying goes, I'm as healthy as a horse. So let's keep on going. Listen to this. Human body is 85% water. 85% water. The cells of the body, the organs are all bathed in what's called interstitial fluid. It's really water. That's what water, okay? So the thing is that if you get it, all bottled water is contaminated. All bottled water is no good. Dasani water is banned in the UK because it has a cancer-causing agent in it, but it's not banned in the US because whoever has it and distributes it wants to make them keep making their money selling Dasani. Listen, I want to make money too. I need more money. Someone recently interviewed Bill Gates for saying, why does he get to his office 8 o'clock in the morning? And his answer was, I need more money, Bill Gates, okay? So I'm nowhere near that strata as far as money, but I'm not starving, okay? And the thing is this, that the first thing is to be healthy. Like I said before, you have to drink 85% of the human body is water. We're actually composed of that. That's how we came about. We started out as marine life, you might say, okay? So the thing is this, that certain things like osteoporosis, which is fracturing of the different bones, there's more fractures going on today, broken arms, broken legs, this and that, the other thing, people over the age or whatever it is, and Medicare people, whatever, getting fractures, and it's called the condition or the disease, or however you want to relate to it, it's called osteoporosis. The prescription drug that's made specifically for osteoporosis is called Boniva. The company that makes Boniva is selling millions and billions and billions of these Boniva tablets all over the world every single hour because the population is so huge all over. Boniva for osteoporosis. Well, let me tell you why osteoporosis actually begins with. It's a brittleness of the bones. See, in God's way, or how we were created, there's things within the body that actually keep us going, can't live forever. Human being was not designed, so to speak, to live forever. And so what they do, what people that drink dark-colored sodas like Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, the sodas that have dark color to it, they get that color because the manufacturers add what's called phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid gives those sodas. Phosphoric acid also robs the bones of minerals. So the bones become brittle. Get it? I don't drink any soda, folks. I only drink what's called Kangen water. K-A-N-G-E-N. It's made by a company called Enagic, E-N-A-G-I-C, located in Osaka, Japan. Now, that Kangen water is this little machine. It's like the size of a little bit bigger than a toaster stand. Sits on the kitchen counter, hooks up to your tap water, and it restructures the tap water into pure water. A Japanese scientist way back in about 1973 was able to discover this way of putting tap water or water from even, by the way, Poland water. I have to tell you, the advertisements on TV are terrific ads, really great. However, Poland water is just as bad as all the other water. We don't have the time in this 30 minutes to go into details. If you want to listen to me, if you want to follow my direction, let me give you the phone number to be healthy. Listen carefully to this phone number. I only give it out one time. When you call this number, leave your name and number slowly and clearly for the people that write down. Oh, don't ask questions. Just give them your number and your name and first and last name, okay? The number to call for information on how to really be healthy, like I'm talking about, is 954-772-2150. That's it. We don't have time to give it out again. So remember, we'll be coming back on next every Friday at noontime Eastern time. So let's just go a little bit further, and let me tell you about. See, if I say anything bad about prescription medication, which I have a lot of things bad to tell you about, like they advertise this Lyrica on TV for all kinds of different things. And look at some of these ads that the pharmaceutical companies put on. The ads, it shows people swimming, dancing in the moonlight, horseback riding, and smiling and happy and so forth and so on. Meantime, then Lyrica ad comes on and says, if you had this, that, and the other thing, then you can take Lyrica. It doesn't tell you what happens when you take Lyrica. It's a dangerous drug. And I don't, like I said before, I'm probably, I don't know how many, I'm not going to tell you my exact age, but I'm probably older than most of you listening to the show. And I know for sure one thing, I have more energy than anybody. Anybody, put them up next to me, try it, you'll see what happens. Moving right along, now everybody's panicking because of the virus, the coronavirus. The first thing to do is to find out, like I tell all the doctors that I'm in touch with, first, why we're waiting for the vaccine. I'm not against vaccines. When I was a baby, I had about 3 or 4 different kind of vaccines. And so now they have to develop a new vaccine. So while the doctors are waiting to get the vaccine, half of them are not in their offices anymore. They're working out of the hospitals. All kinds of calamities going on in healthcare. To this thing for a second about vaccine. While this is happening, here's what I tell the doctors to do, because I have many, many, many doctors calling my office, okay? I tell them that there's a particular prescription. I'm sorry, there's a test, a diagnostic test, which is real simple. It's done by what's called a buccal swab, B-U-C-C-A-L, buccal swab. But it means just a mouth. It's a cheek swab. A cheek swab goes out to special laboratories that do a test that determine what type of metabolism the person has. In order to be really healthy, you need to know about your metabolism. There's 4 different types. The prescriptions that you're taking need to be able to match the metabolism. We can't go into detail on this short broadcast that we do, okay? By the way, we're broadcasting from cloudy, early morning chilly New York City. We'll be broadcasting next Friday from good old sunny Miami, which is my main home. I live between Miami and New York and a couple of other places. So, folks, 85% water. Water worldwide is contaminated. There's also something going on from the petroleum industry called fracking. They break through the Earth's crust, mostly started in Southwest America. It goes into different parts of the – it's mostly – I don't know if the fracking is going on in any other countries, but I know about how it's going on. The petroleum industries are looking for additional petroleum deposits so they can make more money, find more ways to cut instead of buying everything – all their oil from wherever it is in Europe, they can find more ways of developing that. And it's all about money, like I said before, too. I want more money, too. But I don't want to make my money on someone else's grief. So we've got to move along a little bit faster. Fracking, petroleum companies are breaking through the Earth's crust to determine where there may be oil deposits, petroleum deposits. And by doing that, it's contaminating the ground itself, which seeps into different parts of the Earth's crust. Like the reservoirs that we see around, wherever it is, reservoirs where they maintain their pure water supply, they're all the same way, folks. They're all contaminated. The only way to really be healthy, like me, number one, you need to drink Kangen water. K-A-N-G-E-N is a Japanese word that means back to origin. I started drinking this water maybe 19 years ago when I met Dr. Shinya, Hiromi Shinya. I was at a medical convention in Tokyo, and I met Dr. Shinya, who's a world-renowned gastroenterologist because he's the fellow who invented colonoscopy. So he took me over to the plant where they make these machines in Osaka, Japan, and I was amazed. I stayed there about a week just looking at the technology, which is so incredible. So I do not drink any other liquid than Kangen water. I don't drink sodas. I'm sorry, let me back up. I drink vodka, but I'm not an alcoholic. And I do social drinking along with social distancing. I say 6 feet away from the bar. Anyhow, we have to find a little humor and everything, folks. You feel better off if you can do that. So moving right along, we have to know what to do with ourselves, because the average doctor doesn't know what to do with themselves. and they're at the high level of heart attack, stroke, and all kinds of different things because the average medical doctor does not know the basics on how to really be healthy. Take a look at them, see what they look like. And if you want to live your life taking 3 or 4 different prescription drugs, that's up to you. But that's not what I want to do with my life. And the third cause of death, listen to this, the American Medical Association, way back about, I'm trying to think of the year, but it was about 30 years ago, 25 years ago, that the American Medical Association actually put out bulletins that the third cause of death in America is from prescription drugs. We're talking about legal prescriptions. Third cause of death in America. Let me give you a quick story about just some fantastic things that happened from American drug companies, which I don't want to put them down because it's fantastic. Eli Lilly, when I got out of pharmacy school, I worked for Lilly just for a small time before I went into another pharmacy with my dad. So in the year way back 1922, whoever had diabetes didn't live beyond whatever age they were because they would die. There was no way to treat diabetes. You know, we produce insulin in our pancreas. So if the pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin, person ends up being diabetic. So the long story short is that someone working with Eli Lilly developed a synthetic insulin. So from that point on, diabetics were able to live out their lives. Isn't that incredible? That's from a drug, you know, pharmaceutical and drug company, same word, the same thing. So they did and still do a lot of good, but also, listen to this, is the fourth largest drug company in the world called GlaxoSmithKline put out a drug called Avandia for diabetes a number of years ago, maybe could be 20 years ago, 15 years ago, the drug Avandia. It was on the market for at least 10 years. And people taking Avandia, they were diabetic. Doctors prescribing Avandia. And actually, turns out that Avandia was exposed by, I think, the New York Times, by a study showing that Avandia, number one, didn't do anything for diabetes at all, and yet it was being sold worldwide to diabetics. And there's more to that, but we don't have the time to go into detail, except that the drug company, the fourth largest in the world, called GlaxoSmithKline, was fined. They pleaded guilty. They pleaded guilty to phony advertising or whatever. And they paid a $3 billion fine to Medicaid and Medicare. Guess what? They're still in business, making more money than ever. Avandia was taken off the market. They paid the $3 billion. Meantime, about 3 billion people died from Avandia. That's what goes on. So if you really want to know more, the number I gave you before, leave your name and number. I'm not going to give you the number again, okay? Next Friday, tune in again next Friday, and you'll get that number again. So moving right along, I think we have about 10 minutes left to the show. So we talked about fracking. By the way, one of the largest tomato growers in Pennsylvania, the state of Pennsylvania, grows the largest crop, let's say, of certain type of tomatoes, which are distributed countrywide and worldwide. And the fracking now has eroded into this particular grower, and all their tomato crop has been ruined. The earth is ruined, and they have to, right now they're investigating other areas where they can restart their growth of their tomatoes. That's all due to the fracking. So if you really want to be healthy, you got to be real, real careful. And if you want to, you know, you can eat different things, but you still want to be, let me give an example also of another example about it, taking a drug. The fourth when you are taking prescription medication, there's a test. You need to know about this test. One of the most important things to tell you today. It's called P as in Peter, PGX, pharmacogenetic. I started to tell you before, it's a mouth swab, a cheek swab. Goes to the laboratory and tells what type of metabolism you have. There's four types of metabolism. And your doctor needs to know what kind of metabolism you have so he can prescribe the right prescription for you. I'm not against prescribed prescriptions because the average person needs it. I don't need it because I knew what to do for myself. And with my dad's help, well, when I was growing up, and by the way, my dad was a pharmacist, and there's many, many pharmacists out there that are sicker than their customers or their clients because they just don't know. They never applied logics to be logic to certain things. My dad, years ago, figured out certain things. So when you're taking your prescription medication, what you want to be able to do is find out, number one, you need to drink pure water. So you need to find out where to get the Canyon water. So tune in where to get the machines, So tune in to the station for the show next Friday at 12 noon. Okay? And you need to call to get to the show. You need to call 213-943-3434. I'm sorry, just call my number, which is 863-529-9059. Sorry about that. Someone was distracting me for a minute. So, folks, if you want to know how to get to listen to the show, whoever's listening, you already know the number to get to dial in. So tell your friends and cousins and whoever really wants to be healthy, give them the number to dial in also. Okay? And by the way, I want to tell you something. You know all this craziness that's going on in America, protesting and all this stuff, and that now they're painting Black Lives Matter. They're painting it all over the street and all over. Listen to this. I started a program in Miami about 15 years ago. And the program was called Black Health Matters. I was very friendly with a gentleman named Ken Knight, who was the founder of a big recreation area in Miami, which is in a place, the section is called Liberty City. It's a totally, practically 100% Black community. And I am very friendly with the pastor in one of the larger churches. And I formally gave many talks in that particular church. And the literature that we gave out was called Black Health Matters. Because it said on it, this is 15 years ago, folks, that said African Americans are being decimated with high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. The death rate among African Americans is pandemic. You ever hear that word before? Misdiagnosis, over-medication, wrong medications, and the lack of a precise test, which is now available. Ken Knight wrote this up, and we had a big rally the next day at a big, big, huge health food store, health food emporium, where there was going to be 500 people gathered to listen to me and to, with Ken Knight introducing me to the crowd there so people can know about what we're talking about. That was a whole black community, so we were doing Black Health Matters. Guess what? Because life has twists and turns that we don't expect. Ken died the night before the event. And it was only the 2 weeks before that that I met Ken Knight, and vice versa, and that we became fast friends, and we worked every single day putting together these literature that said Black Health Matters. And it had to do with water, because the human being is 85% water. We talked about that at the beginning of this show. And also, there's your doctor. You need to go back to your doctor to get the PGX test. Pharmacogenomics. Pharmacogenetics test. PGX, pharmacogenetic test, to find out which prescription is suited for your metabolism. You get that, folks? Okay. So when I told you before about two different drug companies, the one GlaxoSmithKline that was just stealing money, basically, when you come down to it, and when you come to the other one, Eli Lilly, that actually discovered synthetic insulin. So you see the difference between the two? Eli Lilly made a whole new direction for diabetics. You know, you're not really born as diabetics. You're born from your parents, and you could be inheriting. You want to make sure you can't judge what your parents are going to do before you're born. But now you can also help other people. Like, why do I do this show? I do it because I care about people, and I'm what you call a health advocate. Okay? And I went through those three different type of health educational schools, 4 years of each, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I did all of that so I can put it all together to see what should I do, what can I do to really get people healthy, because I know even as a pharmacist, you know, I'm still a pharmacist, but even as a pharmacist, I know just taking prescriptions is not going to make you healthy. It may keep you going for a while longer, but if you want to be healthy, you have to start with water. The human body is 85% water, so I can't say that enough times. And you don't want to drink tap water. You want to get Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. Okay, we have 90 seconds, a minute and a half. I'm going to give the number to one more time because I feel bad for everybody. Okay, you need to call this number. Leave your name and number slowly and clearly, and we'll get back to you during the week. The number to call in is 954-772-2150. Just leave your name and number clearly and slowly. Don't try to ask any questions. We have about a minute left. So in this minute that we have left, we remember to tune in next Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, and we'll give you more information, more hints, more what to do to be able to live longer, enjoy life like me. I'm a perfect living example. But so therefore, in this minute that we have left, I want to say to all my Latin friends back home in Miami, disfrute de semana, have a healthy, happy weekend, and also to let other people know about this program, to listen to everybody. 10 seconds left. So with that, I say Baruch Hashem, as they say in the old country, and God bless you all.